Here on a Wednesday, just on the other side of 7:30. Welcome to the morning show with Mike in the Morning. And look, I've got plenty of tunes for you. I've got lots of local news for you. But right now, I've got a local business interview that I want to get in the groove with, and a man I want to introduce you to who has created over the last almost a decade a business that plays in a really interesting niche, and I think particularly in this part of the world where construction is really key to the local economy. Brad Borcher is a qualified arbitrator, registered with the South African Association of Arbitrators. He owns and runs a construction risk and dispute resolution consultancy based right here in Ballita. It's called Borcon. And if you are a regular browser of the online business directory Ballita Connect, you will see there it is, Borcon, listed right there. But if you're wondering, well, kind of, what is it all about? What do they really do? Well, luckily I've got Brad in the studio with me to answer all your questions virtually. And Brad, welcome to Radio Life and Style, my friend. Happy Wednesday. How you doing?
I'm all good, Mark. Morning to you and the listeners.
It's great to connect and to catch up on a Wednesday morning and to lift the lid on Borcon. I've just given it a really basic little sliver of an introduction, but you can expand on that for me and explain what is the service offering at Borcon? What makes you kind of stand out?
Thanks, Mark. So like you said, I'm a qualified arbitrator, and most people jump to the conclusion that arbitrators only deal with labor disputes, okay?
Yeah, well, that's but,
like the CCMA, etc. But in fact, I'm a trained construction arbitrator. I do no labor disputes whatsoever. I'm not trained to do labor at all.
Wow.
So what we do is we manage construction risk. We try to keep you out of disputes, actually. It's called dispute avoidance is the better term.
I'm a big fan of avoiding disputes at all costs. So that's a great niche to be in.
Exactly. You know, construction projects are fraught with risk. They are normally on very tight schedules. They've normally got big penalties if you don't finish on time, etc. Plus, you've got a multitude of things to manage, etc. You're not responsible for design. So there's third parties, consultants, engineers, architects doing design. They don't work for you, but you're dependent on their performance as well.
Sure.
And things can go wrong, and they do go wrong.
Unfortunately,
of course. So, you know, primarily you want to keep yourself out of dispute. You want to manage that risk throughout the project, which is the old project management skills, you know, making sure you do everything you need to do to keep you out of dispute. So
it's a really dynamic space to be working in. As you say, so many moving parts, so many different ways a project can unfold, and so many potential, I suppose, areas that that can trip up and you know, where a dispute can start bubbling and boiling. Do you find that most people have the correct sort of starting platform? I mean, talking about like a construction contract in place when they commence a big build project.
Right. So in Southern Africa, we have a contract called the JBCC, which is published by the Joint Building Contracts Committee. And I'm actually contracted in to do work for the JBCC in terms of training, okay?
Wow.
So most construction building contracts in this country are let under the JBCC contract.
Mm.
Now, it's not the type of contract that you just sign and throw in the drawer. It's actually a project management tool. But what I found is that, well, certainly in the residential space, a lot of people contract on the back of a quote.
Yeah.
And they don't even have dispute resolution provisions in there, which means you're going to head to court if something goes wrong. I don't have to tell you, you don't want to head to court at the moment. I mean, you know, there's years and years of delays, and it's a nasty and horrible process.
An expensive process
for the man in the street, you know. So,
litigation to be avoided at all costs. But, you know, when you say managing risk, just give me a little more info on that.
Okay. So, Mark, like I said earlier, one of the biggest risks is time on a construction project. And you won't believe how many projects you go past and you look at them and you say, look at that wonderful build that must have gone so well. It looks amazing. But behind the scenes, there's all sorts of drama and trouble. And that's because time is money. So if you're a developer and you're building a shopping center and you need to open for the Christmas trade example, if your contractor doesn't make that date in December, you're going to be in big trouble, isn't it?
That's it.
And then you're going to pay a big penalty. I mean, a penalty can be 100,000 rand a day, you know.
It's serious.
It's serious stuff. And, you know, it doesn't matter how big a contractor you are, that type of penalty is going to hurt anybody.
So when you're about to embark on a big project and you're weighing up your options, now you know Borcon is here on the KZN North Coast, but I think most people listening to this might hazard a guess that you know, services like the specialized service that you offer, Brad, is probably going to be too expensive for the kind of small to medium-sized operator. How does your pricing work?
Yeah, so it's all tailor-made depending on the requirements and the project. But you know, if you set up a project properly, you invest a little bit of capital at the front, and you do maintenance throughout the project, you're going to save yourself a lot of money later on. It's like anything, isn't it? Preventative maintenance is much cheaper than addressing the problem later. And what I found with, you know, is that you only have to go through a bad result once in your life where you get imposed, you got a few million rands worth of penalties to deal with or something, then you realize the value of actually managing this risk from the start. You know?
And we sort of touched on the idea of keeping litigation out of the equation, but when it comes to resolving disputes, what avenues do you have at your disposal?
Yeah, Mark, so one thing a lot of people also don't appreciate is that, like I said, we have this contract called the JBCC, and that's not the only contract, by the way. There's three or four, we call them standard form contracts. And but all of those contracts have got alternative dispute resolution in them as a means of resolving disputes. In other words, if you have a dispute under a JBCC contract, for example, you actually can't head to court because you've contracted out of that. You've contracted to resolve your disputes by alternative measures, which is mediation, which is not very common. Maybe we'll cover that in a later session in the year. Most disputes are resolved in the first instance by adjudication and then by arbitration for a final result if the parties are not happy with the outcome of adjudication.
And that's something that you can preside over and guide.
No, 100%, Mark. So I'll either act as an adjudicator or arbitrator, or if you're in dispute, then I will represent you in that dispute and take you to arbitration or adjudication to help you win. So there's multiple roles the business and I can play. Huh?
So if you're catching this now, if you are working in the construction space, and if your ears are now keenly pricked up, well, Brad Borcher is the man behind Borcon, construction risk and dispute resolution consultancy, specialized and based right here in Ballito, but working across the country. I believe you're getting a lot of work in the Western Cape at the moment.
Yes, Mark.
A lot of construction happening up there.
That's correct. You know, so since the advent of COVID, when we moved online, I suppose, we do a lot of our work online. You don't need to be physically present. Cost of transport these days can be restrictive. So yes, and you're right. We are finding that in the Western Cape, they are overtrading a bit. There's so much construction work going on that contractors are getting ahead of themselves, you know, and then those risks manifest, eh?
Amazing. Well, we are living in a connected world, and as I said, if you are connected, if you've been browsing the Ballito Connect online directory, you will see Borcon proudly listed there as a trusted, vetted, verified service provider right here on the KZN North Coast. For more details, borcon.co.za, you will find a full list of all the service offerings, including a training offering. You do training on the management and implementation of complex agreements, eh?
We do, Mark. So we work for multiple associations, like the Institute of Plumbers. Like I said, we work for the JBCC. We associated with the Master Builders Association inland in Gauteng, etc. So, and we'll also just put bespoke packages together depending on your needs. You know, like if you're there's a difference between a builder and a contractor. Okay, so if you've traditionally been a builder who's working off the back of a cigarette box, and you want to move on, and you're stepping up in the world, and you're going to start contracting and using a contract, then we'll train you how to use that contract.
Well, now you know the story. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, so you know it's true. And Brad Borcher, the man behind Borcon, specialized construction risk and dispute resolution consultancy. based in Ballito. Brad, I'm looking forward to having a deeper dive and another chat again real soon on radio. What do you say, my friend?
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
You got it here on 88 FM. And now that the house is built, here's Sabrina Carpenter taking you for a house tour.